this is the final year that for
the rivalry,
like 100 years, the Christian County football team and Hopkinsville High football team would play each other once a year.
I was kind of upset the name that they came up with. Christian County Tigers? What? That just makes me sad.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound right. Christian County Colonels, Hopkinsville Tigers.
Is it going to be red, white, and blue Tigers?
I think it is. I think the logo is red, white, and blue.
So you use Christian County's name and
the colors.
The colors, but Tigers. Mm-hmm. You know what? I can actually picture Bengal helmets. But red, white, and blue bank.
Man,
helmets.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
We're looking at you, Christian County.
$100
and
idea.
Hopkinsville.
Can you take me back when we were just kids? We weren't scared of getting older, yeah. Cause no one knows you like they know you, and no one probably ever will. You can grow up. Make new ones, but truth is, it's nothing like old friends. Cause you can't make old friends. Yeah. Can you take me back when we were just kids? We weren't scared of getting. I've got some good friends now.
Welcome to the show that has little to no meaning and makes little to no sense. It is the show where you can expect the unexpected. This is Nonsensical Talk on the air and in the cloud. Those crazy hosts will talk about anything and everything. And now, from their home studios in Middle Tennessee, here is your hosts, Alan Robertson and Joey Smith.
All right, so here we are together in our wonderful Burns, Tennessee studios. Gotta love it. I'm gonna pull up my wonderful phone here so I can be with Joey here. Let's see.
I don't know if Theo Vaughn is coming today.
No, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't.
No, he's not here yet.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Oh, it was because game day was yesterday, and he went down to Alabama. And he was so
he watched Vanderbilt.
Theo won't be at this episode.
So he watched Vanderbilt.
He was watching Vanderbilt, but I think no, he's actually from Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I was thinking maybe he has a connection to Alabama, but no, he's from Louisiana. A fact about Theo Vaughn.
Okay.
I did not know this. That he has a degree, college degree. In urban planning.
Urban planning. So he...
Those are like the folks that...
Figure out if a sidewalk needs to go here.
Sidewalks could go here. And, you know, if we can take this... Put a park here.
I love it.
So, like, regional planning commissions. They'll have folks with urban planning education on there. So his degree is urban planning.
I love it. I wished I would have known now what I knew then. Maybe I'd have done some urban planning.
Yeah.
Maybe I could have...
You're just in the first half of your life, Al. So
I've already... No, I think the second half's already started. It started... I think you remember...
Just say, I want to be an urban planner and go up to a regional planning commission and go...
I think you told me this 4 years ago. Hey, Alan, you've lived longer than you're going to live.
I don't, and that's not a prophecy. That's
the truth.
It's like, it's, you know the day, Joey? Like,
maybe we need some Edgar to come in, Edgar Casey to come in and kind of go sleep and tell us when we're going to go.
Yeah, I don't want to scare me to death. But then again, those folks that said that means if you did know, you could take risk. Because you know
the day's the day, the day.
It won't happen today, so drive 100 today.
Hey, if the day is not the day, kind of remind you of Johnny Blaze in Knight Rider. Or not, yeah. Knight Rider, what was it? Oh, my God. Oh, Johnny Blaze. What was it? He was, oh my Jesus. He was the Knight Rider. I got almost messed up a little bit by our tobacco wars with the Knight Riders.
They talked about that last night. Tangent time.
We're on it.
Okay, so we're at the studio right now. Alan, we record at breakfast time because Alan makes like the best grits, and like Alan and his wife, they make this huge breakfast.
Well, bread. Alan does.
And
Alan does.
It's country sausage grits with cheese and chopped up egg in it, and so we have a big breakfast and we record and we just talk about the past, and then we're like, we need to be recording right now and talking about this in front of folks. But right when I got here this morning, I was telling him that Port Royal State Park, and you guys watch one of our episodes about Port Royal, and we actually went there when we were recording some of the Bellwitch shots, and so it's kind of right between Clarksville and Adams, Tennessee, is where Port Royal is. So I was telling him that, you know, yesterday my wife and I went to watch Austin Peay play football and in the afternoon, and then last night she had got us tickets for Port Royal State Park to do lantern tours through the woods while they'll tell stories. One year it was Bill Witch stories. This year, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. As we were going through the woods, you'll stop at, like, there'll be a lantern stop place, and there's an envelope there with newspaper clippings of a creature that was heard in Robertson County. They'll tell some of the letters and read some of the letters from some of the citizens, some of the farmers, of what they heard. And you'll go a little ways up, and there'll be another envelope with newspaper clippings from another time if you're in Tennessee, check out some of the state park areas. And you know, it's October, it's the fall, and I'm sure October and November there'll be things like that going on at your state park that you don't have to go far off to do these things. And so,
or you could just go download the movie from Venmo, Bellwitch the movie,
yes,
from Shane Marr, and get to enjoy the actual tale. Not the Hollywood version, but the actual tale version that came from a book that was written by one of the Adams folks. So, yeah, that'd be cool.
The Bellwitch movie, they recently have been sharing some of our interviews and some of our videos of our recordings back in 2021, 2022. It's fun to look back at those. Something popped up on my memories. It was the recording where we were... it was dark. Alan, I can't find the camera. What'd you do with it, Joey? I don't know where the map is, and the moon's not in the right place.
I remember that one. It popped up in mine the other day when you shared it on Facebook.
That was one of our ideas right at the very beginning when we started our podcast. And I said, I tell you what, Alan, here's what we can do. I can go outside in my backyard, and I will record just my parts, like I'm having a conversation with you, and then you record parts playing off of the things I'm saying. And then so I just did it on an iPhone, kind of like the Blair Witch Project, where at the end you kind of it's you know, it looks like you're running a little bit and you're outside and you got the light on your face where you're saying, I don't know where I am in the woods. And so go back and watch some of our older videos, because they're just as entertaining today, especially during Halloween season.
So a little behind the scenes with that. So what I did was, if you ever hear the end of it, right when Joy's like, Alan, and you hear me screaming Joy's name, what I did was I took my phone and set it on the back of my truck, and then I walked down the street, and then I screamed down the street back to the phone. And that's how I got the yelling, so I wasn't near my phone. Made it sound like I was yelling to Joey's phone, which is what, that was pretty cool.
I'm sure the cops would have understood everything what you and I just explained, like what I'm really doing here. I was screaming, sir, because...
Well, luckily, I live out of here where I'm in the sticks, so I can get away with that a little bit. At least right now I can, unless they try to overdevelop out here, which I hope they don't. I don't.
Well, you kind of started it.
Well, it was actually started by my next-door neighbor who sold all this land and to the developers. And all of a sudden, now we got all these houses up, and now we're right off of Highway 70. And these folks are just like, oh, well, we need to turn the old skating rink, which used to be the old dance hall, which was the old dance hall when we moved out here in 18. Now they're wanting to turn that into a rehab center because they could put rooms in here. I'm like, oh, man, they just overdeveloped. But the drive-in theater is right behind us right now, and it's
you tell where you are.
Yes, yeah, so the old drive-in. If you ever go down 70 and you look at the old drive-in, just think, man, what used to be. So people would go to the drive-in, and then they'd go to the skating rink, and that's fun times. So one of the things that Joey and I have kind of looked at is I know October. You know, I've made the comment several years ago about going to a spook house. And you were like, spook house. I like the way you said spook instead of haunted house.
Yeah, spook house.
So, but there is a legend in Oak Grove. There's a road that if you go down this road and you stop near this bridge where the water is running, that apparition will come to you. And it's supposed to be a woman, I guess, to float through. I've seen many things on YouTube about it, but I'm kind of psyched up about doing that one weekend. So what we need to do is, I know you've got a lot of stuff you do on your weekend, so mm-hmm. What we may need to do is, we may need to do this on Friday afternoon. I just leave work from Gallatin and head up to your place, mm-hmm. and we go out there at night and do some filming, see if we can't get the essence of that ghost. Maybe we catch it. Maybe we'll start a new ghost adventures show called Nonsensical Adventures.
Called Joey's Scared to Death. We couldn't get him in a spook house. So what we did was we took him to a real legend place and
kind of, hey, we're going to put you here and just see if you make it.
Like, instead of make-believe, Joey, why don't we just... go to where there's this spirit that comes across the lake at you. And
I mean, we couldn't get in. We still need to see if we can get into the Bell Witch, see if they ever open that.
It'll get a lot of views on my reaction.
A lot of views. You'd be like, oh, my God.
We heard a lady screaming. That was Joey.
I'm sorry. We'd have to make sure we get that on video. That would be fun. I'd like that.
That would go viral right there of my reaction.
You think of what, Big Fat with his, but baby, shook, 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 shook. If that's what he did to get his viral going, maybe that's what we need to do to get our viral going. I love it.
So, other things that's going on in October. Alan and I went to Christian County High School. My mm-hmm. senior year, I went to Hopkinsville High School and graduated from Hopkinsville, and this is in Kentucky. And this is the final year that for
the rivalry,
like 100 years, the Christian County football team and Hopkinsville High football team would play each other once a year. And I mean, over a century.
Right.
It was like early 1900s when, mm-hmm. when that rivalry started. And due to the population going or not expanding in Christian County, Kentucky, they can no longer sustain having two high schools.
Right.
And so they're they don't want to close this one, and then
I was kind of upset the name that they came up with, Christian County Tigers. What? That just makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that idea bounced around, and
that just doesn't sound right. Christian County Colonels, Hopkinsville Tigers.
Is it going to be Red, White, and Blue Tigers?
I think it is. I think the logo is Red, White, and Blue.
So you use Christian County's name and
the colors,
but Tigers. Mm-hmm. You know what? I can actually picture Bengal helmets, but red, white, and blue Bengal helmets.
Man, I think that'd be pretty cool.
We're looking at you, Christian County.
$100
and idea. Hopkinsville.
For free.
Memphis did it also. If you look at the Memphis Tigers, they've got the Bengals design, but it's just blue and silver.
Yep.
Tiger stripes on their helmet, like the Bengals.
And that football team is killing it this year.
So, I saw where they beat Arkansas.
Uh-huh. They've got a perfect season right now.
Alan and I, so this is the final year that Christian County Colonels and the Hopkinsville Tigers will play each other, and I think it's October 20.
It's also the final year that there will be two schools. They're integrating both schools into one, hence the reason that the competition now ends. Which, hey.
One of those teams, think about this. This is the first thing that jumped in my mind, is half of those kids will not be a varsity player next year.
No, because there'll be too big.
On both teams.
Yeah.
On both teams.
Too many.
There'll be one team when those teams merge. And now, I'll tell you what, this got me thinking. Right behind me, I'm pointing at it right now.
You see that on the screen, Tim Couch?
You know, Alan's got different sports memorabilia in his studio here. And Tim Couch actually came to Hopkinsville and played them in the mid-90s. And that was kind of where Kentucky was trying to build their football program. And so, but when Tim Couch was a high school player, he came to Hopkinsville, and ESPN was there, Sports Illustrated was there. They built this game up because Tim Couch just needed like a few completions to break the national high school completion record. He did not break it that weekend because Hopkinsville beat, did he play at Leslie County?
I think that's where he played. I'm almost certain that's where he played.
Let me do a little
research on the fly, if you will. Say, come on in here and learn a little something.
He played at
early years of Tim Couch. Tim Scott Couch. And Hayden. He was born in Hayden County. What was that, college? Mm-hmm. He played for one of those wonderful counties.
Early. In Hayden, Kentucky.
Leslie High
County.
School.
Yep, he Leslie High School. Leslie County. Hopkinsville beat Leslie County like 63-3 or something like that. And they had built it up because Hopkinsville had Miguel Merritt playing for them.
Good God, that's been a minute.
And Miguel Merritt was had already committed to Alabama. And so this was called, you know, with ESPN Sports Illustrated there, Tim Couch just needed so many completions to break the national completion record.
And they thought that was the weekend.
And you have Alabama versus a Kentucky signee. They built it up as the battle of Mr. Football. Tim Couch still won Mr. Football because, you know, he broke a national record of completions.
He just didn't do it that day.
But Miguel Merritt was a running back and a two-way player. Like, he intercepted one of Tim Couch's and ran it back for six.
Holy.
Many of our followers and our listeners of our podcast are, you've heard us talk about past Kentucky players such as Artus Pinner.
Oh, yeah, Artus, yep.
Artus, when they finally retired Miguel Merritt's jersey at Hopkinsville, Artus Pinner, and I posted this on our nonsensical talk page a few years ago, Artus wrote this write-up that Miguel Merritt kicked open the door for college scouts to come to Western Kentucky because they would just hang around the Louisville and the Lexington area, and Western Kentucky was not known for football, and so he was saying, like, you made it possible. And now Artus Pinner played at Kentucky, and was drafted by the Detroit Lions, played running back, and but he gives credit that he may have not gotten that attention if it wasn't for Miguel Merritt drawing that attention, but it may have been that game that drew that attention that said, hey, there's some talent here. You know, we came here to cover Tim Couch, and they lost 63-3.
Right.
And so, you know, with those two schools closing, it just got us talking about all of those great games that, I mean, in all sports, like Chris Whitney, he played for Christian County High School.
Right.
Went to Clemson. Played with Michael Jordan on the Wizards team.
And the Wizards,
And trying to think, Travis Ford came.
Travis Ford
When he was at Madisonville Maroons.
Oh my God!
I remember that that game when both Madisonville and Christian County High School were ranked in the top 10, and they competed just during a regular. The gym was packed. I've seen more packed gyms at Hopkinsville and Christian County games than I have Austin Peay games when they've went to the NCAA tournament, and
I think that's just mainly because of the players. I think you had a lot of great players, but the gymnasiums, they were very small.
Yeah,
they were very small, but they were very packed. What is it? I can't remember precisely, but I don't know. Did Chapman come to?
Oh, he did.
County.
Yeah, he played at Owensboro.
Yeah.
Now, you can't see it right now, but he's got a Rex. Allen's got a Rex Chapman jersey signed from the University of Kentucky. And
yeah, we were at one of the Mizzou games several years ago, and him and Tony Delk were at the signing.
Tony Delk, Brownsville, Tennessee.
Brownsville, yes. So Tony Delk, he was signing his book. And I was like, I don't want a book. I want a jersey. So I saw Tim Couch. I said, Rex Chapman. And said, that's who I want to sign, because let's talk about it. It's King Rex, right? And anybody that followed his career, Phoenix Suns. Yeah, granted, he did have some issues later on in life. But, hey, before that, hell of a basketball player. People used to come watch him play as well.
There was a picture of Rex Chapman. This is before all of the sports channels, and it was nationally televised when a player would be sitting at a table at their high school with three hats in front of them. There was a we'll see if we can find this picture of Rex Chapman sitting in the middle of a floor in a pile of letters from schools.
Yes. I can find that.
Just ask.
I put it up here. You'll see it here in a second. I'm gonna put it up here.
And that's the kind of talent that we got to see. And you know, I was one of my high school tennis friends posted the other day that you know, he was at like a middle school game or a junior pro game or something like that with his children. And he said that he was trying to explain to his son that whenever he was in middle school, he had players probably five players that were in Christian County and Hopkinsville District playing junior pro type games that all signed with Division One schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you were thrown into that talent group whenever
now guys, this was back before they had the AAU leagues where people were bred to go into these schools, All-Americans. This is before all that.
AAU schools or AAU leagues is kind of like where scouts go now to look, and you're trying out to get on a traveling team. It's very similar to baseball does mm-hmm. this, but before, the only way you got attention was you got to make your high school varsity team.
Yep.
And or if you were 6'10" and on a middle school team. And
somebody was recording you with a big camcorder, and then they would send that.
Like a VHS.
Yes.
And you had a box with you.
Yeah.
And we got to see a lot of these players. When University Heights had, they always had a 6'10 guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Hopkinsville, won it in 85, I think. University Heights won the state championship in 92. And Christian County won it in 2012.
Yeah, because the little short guy that went to Louisiana.
Oh, Hickey.
Hickey was on it.
Anthony Hickey.
Yep.
Or Anthony Hickey Jr.
Because
we went to school with Anthony Hickey.
Yeah.
His dad.
Well, the fun part was is that Anthony Hickey, he worked with my mom in the Christian County school system. So when he was going through school, when Anthony Hickey was going through Christian County, it was kind of like his dad was always right there behind him and making sure that he didn't do what he did at LSU, and that was go off the beaten track. But yeah, you had to be good.
And you know, that's he was kind of in there right as that transfer portal was opening up, because he went to LSU,
mm-hmm.
then he went, I guess, to Oklahoma State, and finished his final year or two there, playing ball there. But we've had a lot of great talent that came through there in Kentucky. It's, I believe, now I'm just going to, you guys in the chat can correct me and go, no, it ain't, Joey. This state right here still does it. But Kentucky, I believe, is the final state that has, they don't have their basketball tournament broken up into different classes where it's, there's only one state tournament champion. They don't have a 1A, a 2A, 3A, and 4A.
Now football does that only to keep people from getting hurt, because these bigger schools have bigger kids.
Yeah.
And that would be like trying to play a CFL team with an NFL team.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think it's contact sports.
Yes.
Basketball is a contact sport.
It is a contact sport. I watch them play all the time, and they're beating each other up.
In the 80s and 90s,
those
players all played above the rim.
Mm-hmm.
The players that we had coming out. And now you'll get those Alex Portresses that went to Northeast High in Clarksville. We get those, a few of those players, but it's not as plentiful as it was in the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
Back to thinking about those Christian County High and Hopkinsville High memories, and, you know, this is kind of our tribute to them of thinking about all those great games there. Christian County won it in 84.
Yep. I was, as a matter of fact, I was in middle school at the time. And everything.
The football championship.
Yeah, the football championship. Not the middle school, but that's where I was when I went to county. So, yeah, that's fun times.
I remember in 88 when you graduated, they had all these shirts that said Back to State in 88.
Back to State in 88? Yeah.
That was really cool. They did not go back to state.
They did not make it back. But
it was a great motto.
Yes.
It was kind of like...
Now, they had a good football team. The problem is that everybody else got better.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like if they had had the same team, and they were as good as the team in 84. But the problem is that there was a couple other schools out there that had a lot better teams.
Coach Goble,
yes. God rest his soul. He was the coach out there for many, many years. Him and
his son's Rusty.
His son's Rusty and
Rusty Goble.
I think Rusty is he's in the school system as well. I don't know to what extent. I don't follow him on Facebook. Sorry, Rusty. Sorry. But Coach Perrin used to be out there along with Coach Farrell. Mm-hmm. There was a couple others out there at that time, but that's hitting.
Coach Perrin, of course, was in softball, but also coached mm-hmm. wrestling, and then went to Austin Peay and coached the girls' softball team at Austin Peay. So, a lot of sports history coming out of Western Kentucky, and Rex Chapman whenever he was at Owensboro Apollo, and just a lot of good memories. Of course, I don't want to throw shade on division on Region One,
right?
Marshall County High School, Graves County High School, Paducah Tillman.
There's a lot out there that are still, and the thing about it is if you think back in time, if you think back to now, all these schools, these small schools, has got that talent. They didn't have that back then. Only the big schools had the talent because that's where they thrived. But now every school has some kind of program and has some decent coach that helps those students along the way be better. I mean, if you watch now, college football, some of these people didn't come from these big schools. They came from these small schools and made the team because now football, basketball, all of these have recruiters. The colleges now have like 10 to 20 recruiters that just go throughout the country looking for people. If you think about it, how many players there that are actually playing in, we'll just say Division One. But you think basketball, what is there? You've got the NIT and then you got the NCAA. Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of teams that don't play at all. So you think the 68, which I think they're going to try to expand that a little further this year. Not sure, but I thought I heard that.
I believe there'll be a day that's 128 teams.
Yes, it should be. I mean everybody should have the right to play.
And of course, you could do it as some with some bye games. Like if mm-hmm. you know, like if you're in the top 10, you know there's like a staggered approach where you let a lot of the lower ranked, probably 96 to 128, those teams battle it out to play into the game and start that way. Instead of four playing games, you can actually have a playing game for every bracket instead of just
right.
four brackets. And
I think that would be pretty cool.
I was watching it. You know, you mentioned coaches going around. I was watching a TikTok of Coach Saban talking about when Derrick Henry was in high school.
Yep.
And they recruited him in Alabama. And it's funny to see Coach Saban have to play the role of, you know, whenever you're coaching, it's not really a good cop, bad cop, but you have to have one coach jump on a kid and another coach go over and go, hey.
You're doing your job.
Coach Saban said that he said all practice long when Derrick Henry was a freshman at Alabama, he said, you know, they're doing some pass blocking drills. Derrick Henry's in high school never had to pass block. And he said, the coach is just jumping all on him. And I can just tell, you know, that with the disappointment is there, and he said, you know, I had to go over and rub his neck a little bit. And, you know, Coach Saban, he's more of a dictator on there, but he had to play the role of
Mr. Nice Guy
of an encourager is what he, and which it was actually refreshing hearing that. You know, even if you're on that role, you need to be the encourager sometimes. But he said, went over and he said, Coach, I don't know nothing about all this stuff here. When I was in high school, they pitched me the ball and said, run. And, you know.
Run, force, run.
when you're like 6'3", 6'4", and you weigh 230 pounds,
yeah.
And you can run 21 miles an hour. That's a truck coming at you.
I mean, not going to stop it.
And so he didn't ever have to worry about, why would you ever pass with Derrick Henry on your high school team? And so
your quarterback would just be the handoff guy. Hey, Hutt, here you go.
You know, whenever I saw this, and this kind of led us into some of this, is that R2 Spinner, there were several games they pulled him out. Before, I mean, you know, he signed for Kentucky.
Right.
There were several high school games. Coach Clayton pulled him out at the third quarter, and he had 400 yards rushing at the third quarter.
Oh, my God.
If he would, they were already up so much.
Yeah.
you go ahead and pull him out so he don't get hurt, and because you're a contender to go to the state tournament, and you're trying to keep her, but having 400 yards at at the end of the third quarter, I'm like, my goodness,
it's crazy.
What kind of records could have been broken? But we had a lot of great memories there. In the chat, shout out to some of your high schools that, and some of the players that you got to see in Kentucky or Tennessee or anywhere in the country, because I know that as Alan and I travel around the country, sometimes we'll drop some of those nonsensical talk cards out because folks are they hear that we have a podcast where we just talk
about nothing.
It's Seinfeld podcast,
basically. Well, we have comedy bits, and this time we had sports bits, and now we're getting ready to close out here. So that way we can get you another show next week. So hopefully y'all start enjoying these little 30-minute drives. Hopefully you can get it in but while you're driving to work. And just check us out once a week. See if you can't download us and put us in your favorite Spotify. We're everywhere.
Everything.
So,
everything.
You know.
Watch us on YouTube.
Oh, that's the best
us
place.
In your car. Watch it on YouTube because then you get to see us.
Like, you get to see the facial expressions, and
you get to see his point at a Tim Couch jersey. Like you can't see that through your phone or in your car,
and you can't see the signature even through the video, but it is there on the number two. And Rex Chapman's is on the number three. So, but you can't see his over here, the old Navy flight jacket and the deck jacket from old Doc Cochran's days. So
Dorothy Cochran.
Dorothy.
Christian County High School.
We can talk more about her.
Distributive Education Clubs of America.
Absolutely. All right, Joey. Well, let's get off here and let's get to our next episode here next week. Join us, please. Please join us next week.
Be kind to one another.
Goodbye.